Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
It is SNY.TV's The Juice on the Cuse podcast, covering Syracuse basketball, lacrosse, and football.
Today on The Juice on the Cuse podcast on SNY.TV, we'll be talking about Boeheim's Army and the TBT and a couple big commitments for Syracuse football. I'm Wes Chang, and I'll be joined later by Jim Stickschulte, and our guest today is Syracuse legend and Boeheim's Army forward, Demetrius Nagels. Demetrius, thanks so much for coming back on the program. Always a pleasure to speak with you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Wes. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm doing well. And Demetrius, I want to get you started on this one. It's been a crazy few months leading up to the TBT. Catch us on what you've been up to during the quarantine.
Well, it's a lot of time in the house with the fam, just building and bonding and growing. Being a father, being a husband is just constant learning, constant work. So did a lot of that with my family. We work out as a family downstairs in our basement, and we're just trying to stay safe, in this time. We are making sure that we have masks on when we go out, we have gloves. We're just trying to do our part as citizens these past couple of months during this COVID time.
Demetrius, there hasn't been much basketball on television since Syracuse beat North Carolina in the ACC tournament. So much has happened since then. I think it's really important for America just to see hoops on television, and Boeheim's Army is a huge part of that.
Well, America needs more than basketball. There's a lot more important things than basketball, but basketball is a part of this country, and it plays a big role in this country where people can come together and enjoy sports and events and just have some type of camaraderie. But me personally, I do miss the game of basketball, and I'm glad that I have an opportunity to play in a tournament like this with guys that I know, younger guys, older guys that I played with while I was in college, and to compete for $1.2 million. So I'm happy to be here.
Demetrius, Boeheim's Army faces off against Men of Mackey on Tuesday, July 7 at 4 p.m. on ESPN. But this is unlike any TBT because there's going to be no fans in the stands. What do you think it's going to be like for you guys playing in front of an empty arena?
It's going to be weird, I'll be honest, playing in front of just your opponents and their bench. It's going to be very, very different. Me personally, I play for the fans. I play, like I like to hear the fans, whether they're cheering or whether they're booing. I just like to hear their voice. I believe that the fans are a part of sports. Sports wouldn't be sports without fans and spectators and watching. So it's going to be very, very different. Guys are going to have to find their own energy while they're out there playing and sustain that energy to make sure that they can compete at a high level and finish the game.
What's it like playing with the guys again? I know some guys you played with back in Syracuse, some guys you got to know playing on Boeheim's Army, but you're all united by that Syracuse connection.
It feels good. It feels good to be around guys who have played in the same place you played in. We all played in the Carrier Dome, so we all have our own stories. We all have our own experiences. We can tell those stories. We can all talk about a crazy Boeheim story or things of that nature. So it's always good to get an insight on what a younger guy may have gone through or what happened to him while they was in college. So And it's also good to just to compete and teach and learn. I am considered the uncle of the group because I'm the oldest guy going on 36. So a lot of guys, you know, they may ask me questions for advice, whether it's basketball, life, fatherhood, whatever the case may be. And I'm happy that I'm willing to show them or give advice for them to make the right decisions in their life.
Demetrius, to get you out of here on this one, last week you lost a pair of big men in Chris McCullough for personal reasons and Tyler Lydon because of an injury. Those were two really key players for you guys. How are you going to overcome roster losses like that?
That's a good question. Well, it's just like a normal basketball season. Guys get hurt, guys miss practice, guys miss games. And as an athlete, your mentality is, as a coach, your mentality is next man up. It just gives another guy an opportunity to play a little bit more than maybe he probably would have if the other two guys were here. But you know, that's just the way sports are. Guys get hurt, guys get injured, guys may not play, but it just gives us another opportunity to have a reason to come even closer and try to win every single game.
Demetrius, thank you so much for coming back on the program. Again, Syracuse legend and Boeheim's Army forward, Demetrius Nichols. Demetrius, good luck in the tournament. Orange Nation is pulling for you guys. We'll speak with you soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Best of luck to Demetrius Nichols and Boeheim's Army as they look to take home that $1 million prize. Again, their quest begins on Tuesday, July 7th at 4 p.m. on ESPN. And I'm now joined over the phone by the Juice Online senior columnist and my very good friend, Jim Stickschulte. Jim, how are you today?
Doing well, Wes. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jim, and let's talk a little Syracuse football. Last week, Dino Babers and company landed a commitment from 2021 three-star quarterback Justin Lamson, Syracuse's earliest recruit in the cycle since Tommy DeVito at quarterback. Syracuse has had trouble landing a signal caller in recent years, but they finally got their guy. I think it's a really good get for the Orange. What do you think, Jim?
Yeah, I think adding Lamson this early is a big get for the Orange. They did pick up a couple quarterbacks last year, but both of them came later on the cycle, so not nearly as highly regarded as Lamson is in this year's class. I believe the 24/7 composite ranking has him in the top 600 players nationwide, and this is talking about a player that Max Preps views as one of the most underrated players in the country, and someone who a lot of people think can get a lot better and over the next season and really develop. And that's a good, and that makes sense because we're talking about a kid who played safety as a sophomore and actually was an all-conference player and then switched over to quarterback full-time last year as a junior. And things worked out great. He threw for over 3,000 yards with 24 touchdown passes and 8 interceptions, getting his team to the state semifinals in California in one of their largest divisions for schools. He's not just a stand in the pocket and pick you apart guy either. He's an athletic guy who can run around as well, picking up over 400 yards on the ground last year and then tacking on 5 more scores on the ground. And the last guy we saw who could do a little bit of stuff with his arm and his legs at Syracuse is a guy that this guy's actually getting compared to, and Syracuse fans should feel glad to, I'm sure the fields are all good when it comes to your quarterback recruit being compared to Eric Dungy.
Boy, I think Syracuse fans would love Eric Dungy 2.0. And let's switch gears to the defense. Syracuse also landed a commitment from 2021 South Carolina defensive end Jadis Gear. Another bit of good news over the weekend was 4-star New Jersey defensive back Deuce Chestnut putting Syracuse in his final 8. Tony White was brought in the offseason as defensive coordinator to install his 3-3-5 defense. You can see that he's landing a very different kind of recruit, both in terms of size and strength.
Absolutely. The shift from the first two levels of the defense going from 4 linemen and 2 linebackers to 3 linemen and 3 linebackers means that they got to get bigger on that front line. Gear, who's 6'5 everywhere and, between 240 and 260, depending on your source, and Gear himself says he's up to 260. I mean, if he's that size right now, as a senior coming into a senior in high school, you can project him, once he's a finished product as a junior or senior in college, you can probably get up into that 280 range for weight. And if he can maintain the athleticism shows and the quick step that have enabled him to get 23 tackles for loss last year, that's a fantastic combination. And if you don't believe that, that the shift is really on to getting bigger linemen and bigger linebackers at Syracuse, you just have to look what's happened with some of the guys who are already in the program. When you look at two defensive ends who recently came to Syracuse, Steve Linton, who was in the 2019 recruiting class, and Latari Kinsler, who was an early enrollee in 2020. They're both smaller guys in comparison. Linton was listed at 6'5", 226, and he's been shifted to linebacker already. And Kinsler, who's only been on campus for 2 months before the COVID shutdown, 6'3", 215 pounds, still listed as a defensive end. So there's a good chance that either he's going to have to either probably redshirt to bulk up some or move to linebacker, and quite possibly both. You know, the overhaul on defense for size is evident. You know, it was obviously a very short spring practice session, but just looking at the spring depth chart that came up before spring practice got underway, you know, Michael Jones and Lee Koba were supposed to be two of the linebackers of the future. Jones weighs 211 and Koba weighs 219. The depth chart that came out in the spring had them both as reserves, with Tyrell Richards, who's 6'4", 236, and Jeff Canton-Arku, who's 6'4", 230, manning spots in front of those guys. So it's pretty clear that the shift to 3-3-5 is going to be some changes for the defense, and not just in size and speed. Hopefully it will be a little bit better on the results for a change as well.
And Jim, we are right at the end of our show. Your closing thoughts.
Well, with the basketball tournament getting underway this past weekend, it's nice to see a little actual real basketball played, and so the excitement comes in anticipating Boeheim's Army retaking the court. But knowing that four teams have already been knocked out of the basketball tournament, last I checked anyway, it may be more by now because I haven't checked since yesterday. Just all I just hope for is that if Boeheim's Army gets knocked out of this tournament, hopefully it's on the floor and not in a medical lab somewhere.
Jim, my closing thoughts are on former Syracuse ice hockey star Brooke Avery, who signed with the Metropolitan Stars of the NWHL last week. Avery was an alternate captain for the Orange in 2019 and is most known for a game-winning goal in the CHA title game, which sent Syracuse to its first ever NCAA tournament. She is one of eight SU players to have played in the NWHL. Congratulations to Brooke. That's it for us. For Jim Stickschulte, this is Wes Chang reminding you that there are so many logistical nightmares and so few logistical dreams. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cues podcast on SNY.TV, and we'll see you next time.
This has been the Juice on the Cues podcast, part of the SNY.TV audio network.